In today's Everyday Grammar, we finish our discussion of Fall Out Boy's remake of the song We Didn't Start the Fire, which was written and performed by Billy Joel. The new version of the song lists historical events from 1989 to the present, but the chorus is the same as Billy Joel's 1989 version. Today, we will look at verbal tenses in that part of the song. The fire can be understood as bad things happening in the world. The song is talking about how bad things have existed throughout history, and that one generation is not responsible for all of them. Joel was saying that his generation was doing its best to help by trying to fight the fire. Let's move on to verbal tenses in the chorus. In the chorus, the simple past tense in the negative is used, in the first person plural, or we form. To form the negative simple past, we use subject plus did plus not plus base verb plus the rest of the sentence. In the song, the contraction of did not is used, didn't. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it. Next, we see the past continuous tense in the third person singular form. The past continuous is used to talk about ongoing things that happened in the past. It was always burning. To form the past continuous, we use subject plus past tense form of be, was, or were, plus base verb and present participle, ing ending, plus the rest of the sentence. It was always burning since the world's been turning. In the second half of that sentence, we have a clause starting with since, in the present perfect continuous. The present perfect continuous is used to talk about things that started in the past and are continuing today. To form the present perfect continuous, we use subject plus has been or have been plus base verb and present participle, ing ending, plus the rest of the sentence or clause. Since the world has been turning. The contraction form is used in the song. In everyday English, has sometimes appears as apostrophe s. Since the world's been turning. And lastly, we see the present continuous tense used in the second half of the last line of the chorus. It is in the first person plural using we in a contraction with are. No, we didn't light it, but we're trying to fight it. The present continuous tense is used to talk about actions that are happening now, occurring often and may continue into the future. To form the present continuous, we use subject plus be, am, is, are, plus base verb and present participle, ing ending, plus the rest of the sentence. In the final chorus of the song, there is a conditional statement. This is a type 1 or first conditional. This type of conditional is used to talk about future situations that are possible or real. The structure of type 1 conditionals is if or when plus present simple tense verb, will plus infinitive verb. The word gone is a past participle adjective. This sentence means that the world will continue when this generation is no more. In today's everyday grammar, we closely examined other verbal tenses in the chorus of the song, "We Didn't Start the Fire." There were the past and present continuous tenses, the present perfect continuous, and the simple past tense. We even talked about first conditional statements. Next time you are listening to a song, try to see which tenses are used, or if there are any conditional statements. I'm Faith Perlow.